Thank you very much, Fuji Onishi, for this demonstration of the applicability of the Åland Islands example. Thank you very much. We will give the floor now to Terry Hakala, Ambassador to India for Finland, and the rest you may share with us as much as you like. The floor is yours, please.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, it's good to be here again. Thank you for the invitation. It's always very nice to come to the islands. I've been here several times and in my previous capacity. Last time I was here, I was with President Saakashvili almost 4 years ago. It was October 2007. And it was still the time when we thought that we can successfully present the autonomous model, and we were still hoping for the best. But then you all know what happened. I will divide my career to trenches and meditation. As was mentioned, that I'm now in India, and I cover also, I covered Nepal, Bangladesh, now Bhutan, Sri Lanka, and the Maldives. So I'm watching closely, observing what's going on in that part of the world, of course, including Pakistan, Afghanistan. But in my previous capacity, I've been dealing with Nagorno-Karabakh, as half of us, obviously. And we took over from Sweden the co-chairmanship of the Minsk conference in 1995. Then I was appointed an OSCE, head of the OSCE mission to Georgia in 2007. And after that, after I closed the mission after the war, I moved to India, to the meditation part and observation part from practical field work. Everything has been said, as Per Stenbeck said. I want to be concrete and pragmatic in my approach, and I'm not going to... I rewrote my presentation here. I don't want to repeat what has been said, but bear with me if I do with some aspects. But I take the end user's point of view, that I've been in this work concretely. So there is the theory, and then there is the practice, as was also mentioned by Elizabeth Wren earlier, that the field work looks sometimes a bit different. The joke about Karabakh, so to say, belonging to Finland, which was mentioned today by Barbro Stenbeck, I think we've heard it all, you know, in different phases. And if we could solve the conflicts in this world by adopting all the conflict regions, I would be happy. But obviously we cannot do that, but there are plenty of them queuing to join Finland. Talking about Åland Island model or example in conflict resolution or conflict prevention, what we have been trying to do. First, I want to say that as a Finnish diplomat working in conflict regions and in conflict prevention activities, it is good. I mean, it is really actually, I'm more credible. I can say that, look, I know your situation is difficult, but I come from a country with this kind of history. We have this background. And it somehow builds bridges when you work on the field. Because the essence of that joke, which was told by Barbro Sundbeck, is that all conflict regions, all of them, without any exception, think they are exceptional. That no one else has suffered as much. And that's partly true, because all the conflicts are very unique. But that is, so to say, the point of departure for every peace mediator, that it's black and white. There's no gray area when you start the process, whatever phase you, so to say, meet at the first stage. And I think, from my personal experience, and this is definitely the whole point, that we have had the right approach in Finland, in the Finnish Foreign Service. I think that it has been very sensitive. I mean, we have been showing the excellent example, maybe with some minuses also in practice, but still, excellent example in this world. We are not selling it, but we are showing it around. Look, come and see with your own eyes. We tell our own story, and you draw your own conclusions. That's it. Of course, the history, we have to think about the history, and we have to tell the history also for people to understand what really happened, in what kind of context this solution was born. But since we cannot impose any solutions to anyone, it's over in today's world. I mean, Dayton was mentioned today. We all know what happened and what are the, so to say, maybe weaknesses or sensitive points. But we cannot impose a negotiated solution anymore in this world. If we have to impose, we have to use power. And at the negotiation table, it won't work. Question was raised, is autonomy still valid as a conflict resolution model in today's world? Yes, well, I would argue from my own experience that after Kosovo, it is more difficult. When Kosovo happened, it opened some kind of Pandora box, of course. And that is a fact in today's world and for today's negotiators in all over the world. Because everybody comes and says, like they say in Karabakh, yeah, but well, they got it. Why don't we get it? So, I mean, are we less important to you than the Kosovars? But it's a nightmare for a person who is drafting and negotiating a peace agreement or ceasefire agreement. But today, Jan-Elias was sort of mentioning that we used definitely also after Sweden without any success the words independence minus autonomy plus de facto, de jure, you name it. Short of independence was quite popular at some point. We're all talking about the same issue, but it is a sensitive one. But I would still argue that autonomous solutions are possible, and we have seen some example recently also of this. Difficult ones, but still, and different connotations. Successful use. How can we use it successfully? If this question was raised also, and I think we are supposed to answer this partly at least. Yes, we've been coming to the conclusion, which is very right. We cannot copy any solution. All conflicts are unique. All solutions are definitely unique. But parts of every solution can be presented as a model. And for instance, as we have been using, I've been using, not only Åland Islands, but you know, other autonomous models, we took parts out of it and we presented, look, I mean, this has been used in the world, come with your own solution. But you know, what if you take some example and go back home and think about it? Mostly they never came back, they came with other solutions, which is fine. But at least you can start the discussion, because otherwise the discussion is black and white. It's either independence or nothing. But it, of course, as we have been speaking here, I fully agree, it depends on timing, how to do it. Because there are several phases of conflicts. It's either, as was mentioned also by Jan Eliasson, too early or too late. And it's very difficult to set the timing right. We always are late, in a way. I mean, according to my experience. It doesn't depend on the mediators most of the time, but the political will has to be there, and then the timing is not correct in most of the cases. Well, but take a violent conflict, armed conflict, for instance, which is most of the cases we face today. I mean, new so to say, conflicts which we face. It usually starts with violence. There, you have to have a ceasefire. What do you need then? Either you do it at the same time, which is a very painful thing. You let them fight, and then you, or you try to have a, so to say, ceasefire agreement, and then talk about the solution step by step, or at the same time. What is needed first? Usually, parties to the conflict don't speak about the status issue first. First, they need security guarantees that nobody is fighting or shooting anymore. Then you are talking about other issues. At the same time, you start with the status. So there, I think, the models which already exist, they ease the burden, and they ease it for the parties to the conflict and also for the international community. You can find something. If there's a political way to find a negotiated solution, otherwise you just keep peacekeepers on the ground. And that's also a solution. But it's a long-term solution, and it doesn't help the people on the ground too much in the long run. Regardless of the timing and different phases, it's very important that you talk to all people, all levels. It's not just for the leadership of the parties to the conflict, but also to ordinary people, NGOs. And there, I think, it's kind of Åland approach is valuable, because you have been doing wonderful work here, which I really praise. I mean, you have invited people from different conflict regions here year after year. I was here first 1995 with the Karabakhs also. And it's not just, tourism. It's not. It's very important for people from the conflict regions to see working solutions and take by themselves those ideas back home, what they really value, what they think would work in their own country. And I would encourage you. I think the work you've been doing here is wonderful. And there was Elisabeth was actually proposing some kind of roster of people who would volunteer or work in this field. And I think it's a good idea. We need a platform for those people on different levels. Now the Finnish government is paying a lot of attention to peace mediation, and you all who live in this country at least know about the ideas and the strategy which is being built at the moment, and Anu Laamanen was mentioning this morning. I think part of that, I mean, we have to take the holistic big picture about what we can really do, because we need all actors, and we need different approaches, and their Peace Institute and Åland leadership can play a big role also from your own part. I stop here, and I want, because I still have 2 minutes, I want once thank you for the interesting conference. I think the book is good. The conclusions are correct. I cannot say, I tried to read the whole book, and I think the conclusions are right, and I wish you good luck with your future research works. Thank you.
Thank you, Terhi Hakala. I would at this moment like to ask to give a hand to all of the four presenters this afternoon. Thanks a lot indeed. Terhi Hakala formulated herself in a way that is a very natural beginning of a conversation. And we should give some space for questions and reflections from us all, I think. We have collected them during the whole day. We have a couple of minutes. Sia is looking carefully at the watch, I know. But I still think that we should give ourselves space to specific questions as well as more general remarks. I can see a hand here. Please, the microphone to the gentleman.